הלכות טבילת כלים. Yeah, so we're going to הלכות טבילת כלים in the middle here, towards the end actually. So we said, the Maya said, when you take a kli, take a vessel, you put it in the mikvah, the water has to get everywhere. So if you're holding something really tight, so the water is not getting there. Mm-hmm. And it's not considered tevilah. So there are a few things to do it. You could hold it loosely. Hold it, you know, rofef kazeh, so the water is also getting between. Or you could change the holding when it's in the water, you're holding there, and you're holding there, while it's in the water. Or the other shita is, if you're holding it in your hand, you could also wet your hands with the water of the mikvah beforehand. And when you put it in, it's all wet anyway from the mikvah, so then it's also considered.
You bounce it.
That's if you're not worried that it's going to fall.
Or you have a basket.
You have a basket.
And you bounce it in the basket.
Yeah. Well, if you're doing it with a basket, you should put the basket in first, and then you put the kli in it. It's not if it's small stuff. If it's something that you're afraid it like, might just gonna touch the basket, and then that place the water's not going to get. So then you first put the basket in, and then put it in. If it's small things, anyways, the water's going to get them. You just move the basket in. If you move, water gets there. But if it's something big, and you feel like it, one side is going to touch the basket, and the water's not going to reach there, then you could put in the basket first. You gotta put your hand in first, and then with the other hand put the thing in onto the other hand, and then also you're ready in the water. So
they're touching each other in the basket.
No problem, as long as water gets between them. Clean, a clean, whatever. As long as water gets between them.
Dishes back.
Hmm.
Dishes, plates go on top of each other.
If the water. Yeah, it might not get in, so it's not a good thing to do. But if you want to get in. Yeah. Now, if you have a kli, like we said, that part of it has to go to the mikvah, part of it not, like a knife or a blade, right? You don't have to take it apart. You tie the whole thing together, but if you did take it apart, you were able to take it apart, you didn't know, and then you can't get a shear, and you heard that you don't have to. So in that situation, you tie about only the... I'll close up. In that situation... Yeah? In that situation, if you already took it apart, let's say you have a pot, and you didn't know, you took off the handles. In that situation, then you don't tover the handles. You can just tover the pot alone. And if it's with the handles, so you tover with the handles. No, no what? If you have a pocket knife, how do you tover a pocket knife? You open all the pieces, open them, and then you can tover like that. With the bracha, of course. Why do you have to tover? Many times you use it for an apple, you use it for all kinds of stuff of food. My father always carries it in him. It comes into use all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing.
So you need to toivel a switchblade.
What?
I didn't know you had to toivel a switchblade.
Only if you don't have to. If there's a chance you might use it for food. Oh yeah, you should. Okay. Kankanim, makbukim, vekosot, v'kul kli sheshbo bet kibul. Jugs of water, or bottles, or cups, or anything that has a bet kibul, that you put stuff in it. Yeah, it has a... Like that, anything that you can put stuff in, I don't know if it's a bit kibul, but that you put stuff in it, you can insert things in it, not like flat. You have to make sure to put it in either tilted or straight up, so the water goes in, and not afuch. So if you put it in upside down, what happens? The water doesn't go inside the bottle.
You have an air pocket.
Exactly, you have an air pocket. That's a problem, you have to make sure the water goes also in. To wait till all the air comes out, slowly you can fill it up, and then only then it's considered a tevila. מעיקר הדין, מעיקר הדין, it's enough with one tvila. One tvila is enough. And how much water it has to just cover it. Just cover. If it's just covered, let's say you go to a mayan. It's a low mayan. There's 40 seah, it's big. But it's a low mayan. Huh? How much do you have to put it in? Just so it covers it. And if you can't cover it, it's not a kosher mikvah. It has to be enough to cover the kli. Some are noeg, and no chabad did this, maybe other people also. It's brought down in the Rashbam, and the Ozawah brings it. In the Rosh. Yeah, most people do it once. But some people do it three times. They do three atbalot. Some people do it three times. You don't have to. Me'ikar adin, one is enough. Some people are knowing to do three times. We learned this already. We said that me'ikar adin, right, a person should have in mind that why is he putting in the mikvah? For purity. I mean, even if he did not have this in mind. Let's say Sam walked by a place and it fell into the water. Right? He can't make a bracha anymore on that. It's tevel. It's considered tavul. Consider that it's pure already, even if he did not have it in mind at all. Yeah. Exactly. And by the way, I saw inside, also Rav Ovadia brings it down, I saw it inside. He said it. Dalia said it. The other day, and we saw it inside. That if a woman goes to the beach, she doesn't want to go to the mikvah. She's not so religious, they don't go. She went to the beach. Mm-hmm. Her husband tells her, you know, why don't you wear a very wide bathing suit? Very, what's it called?
Loose,
very loose. Like, it's not tight on your body. And then go like that in the water. And she goes in without any kavanah of mikvah, nothing. Stam, she goes into the water. She's still up for her husband. Even without counting seven clean days. Mm-hmm. Even without counting seven clean days.
It's supposed to be
Chokavana,
huh?
Seven days. Even without doing that.
What's the Gemara in the
But maybe that's if you're doing
the wave comes over here. As he's walking past and the wave comes over here. It's the Gemara from the Farash.
Maybe there's a difference if you're doing a mitzvah or if a mitzvah happens to you.
No, but in Hagiga, he was waiting for the wave.
The Maisa, she's pure, regardless of what she had on her head. She was in the water. Yeah? Shulchan Aruch Meforash. The Ovadia brings down also Rabbi Shapainstein. Okay.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that your wife should do that. Your wife should do that lachot like we do it. She count seven clean days and before going to mikvah, clean herself like we were posting like even the Sfaradim were posting like the Ramah in this thing that all the chatzitzot and all the things you do achi chamur that you can to clean yourself. Then if there was a situation, you have to cast it off. There's a lot of leniencies afterwards. Echatchila, what the time of the Holocaust. Even the chachil, the water has to be warm. Not too hot, not too cold. Just warm so you can be loose, all kinds of things like that. Right? But even the chachil, if she went into cold water and she moved her hands like that. Kosher. In time of the halakha, time of the communists. There was all kinds of situations. It's time a story about Moshe Feinstein, a famous story. He was a rabbi in a little town. For 5 years, I think. 5 years, something like that. Mm-hmm. And there was a mikvah there, and he said the mikvah was okay, and all the people lived in the town, they used the mikvah, all the women. But he told him and his wife, she didn't go to the mikvah. He was strict for his wife that she won't go. She agreed. I assume she agreed that she won't use that mikvah because it was too lenient. For 5 years, mm-hmm. Not when they were old people. Just so, because he wasn't sure, but for other people, he said it's Vadai the place to be Mekel, and he can be Mekel. Top.
When Moshe says, put on that same Indian about going into the water without Kavana, many bodies, I think we
still
talked about it.
Yeah, that's
all. But no, many bodies, Shua came from that.
Ah, the many bodies, Shua
came from such, could have probably come from such a thing like this. The woman is going in without Kavana, without loosening his arm,
and
the ocean.
The Tala? Yeah, very good.
There was a yeshuv in the Shomron that was having troubles with helpless children because of things going on there. And somebody went to Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu and said, "Please, go to Bechar."
What was it?
There was a yeshuv in the Shomron.
I understand. What did Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu say?
Rabbi Eliyahu heard what he said. He said, "The mikveh is ma'am is zecholim."
Ma'am zecholim.
Which yes, I'm hearing.
It means that the mikveh is not sealed completely and water is leaking out from somewhere. And that's not considered water which is 40 seah, which is gathered, like we learned yesterday.
So they checked out and found that he was right. But he knew it from what he happened. He better go check it, you'll see what's right. Yeah, fix the matter.
Top. במהלך הדברת כלים יש לי זהר שלא יתערבו כלים שתיים ודבול בכלים שתבלו. Top. You have to make sure, right? When you tell, like, let's say people bring a bunch of cups. Now he does not sure which one he did, which one he's not. Now you have to be careful which one did he do, which one not. And if he doesn't know which one he did, so just put them all in afterwards again, just to make sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. And matbilim klei goyim v'shabbat v'yom tov. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't take kelim to the mikveh. Why? Because it looks like you're fixing, but if you did take, you didn't know, and you took it to the mikveh, they're kosher. Because you're allowed to lemaise. The problem is that it just looks like you're facing the same idea. We don't do maestra on Shabbos. Yeah, we don't do maestra on Shabbos. Why? Because it looks like you're fixing the fruit and vegetables. You weren't able to eat them before. Now you fix them and you're able to eat them. But if someone was over the halacha and he did fix, they did do maestra, they're kosher, he's allowed to eat them. Okay?
What, so he came into the
on Shabbos? Yeah. Asur to take them, and if you took them, the kelim are kosher.
There's a trick.
Right, there's a trick. Let's see now. Let's see if he brings it down. Yeah, and also we have the evidence, so those who are makers, if you have Shadda Docha. כלים שספק אם טעונים הטבלה, מותר להטבילם בשבת ויום טוב, אף לך תחילה, חיים ידע אפשר, עדיף עם כל אחד מהעצר פרודות, אלן סעיף סמך ג' יא. If Kaylin would have a suffix, you're not sure if they have to go to the mikvah or not, not sure if someone took them or whatever, right? So in that situation, we say you do without a bracha, but those, you're allowed to do even לחתחילה on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but it's better to do it in a certain way, which we're going to learn soon. Shabbos Yom Tov Shesurim Al Kelim Ainu Af Ben Hashmashes Begin Zayom Yom Afilu Safek Ben Hashmashes. When does the prohibition begin that you can't take the mikvah? From Ben Hashmashot. When is Ben Hashmashot? Shkia. From Shkia.
Between Shkia and Sun. Yeah. And Star Set.
Yeah. So from Shkia already. Yeah.
Starlight.
If you really need it, and it's Shabbos Ben Shabbos Ben Hashmashes, then you let it tell it with the bracha. But the Ben Hashmashes of Motzai Shabbos, no way. Ben Hashmashot of Erev Shabbos, what is it called? Twilight. Okay, Twilight. A Twilight Erev Shabbos. If you really need this kli, and it's still open the mikvah, you're allowed to eat it with the bracha. But at the end of Shabbos, even at twilight, you can't wait. Makara, you live in Eretz Yisrael. In 10 minutes, you'll be able to travel with the bracha. If you live in Europe, I understand it's an hour and a half sometimes, certain places. Nah, not so much. 45 minutes. We live in a place where I wait. Tom,
I was in Manchester during July.
July is in the summer, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very late, huh? 11:30.
Most of Shabbat was
Rabbeinu Tam bechlad.
Rabbeinu Tam was half an hour from the Yosh.
Alot Tashachar.
Alot Tashachar.
It's cool. It's crazy. מי שקיבל על עצמו שבת ויום טוב לפני השקעת החמה, אסור להדביק כלים אפילו לצורך השבת והיום טוב. אפשר לבקש מזה לא קיבל עליו את היום, או מגוי כשישראל מטבעו שהם ידבילו עברו את הכלים. If someone accepts the Shabbos early, like many people do, especially in the winter, yeah?
During summer.
Right? So you tell them, then your wife says, oh, we forgot to take it to the mikvah. So you take it to the mikvah, and you don't tell them. But you could ask someone else who's running into Davi Mincha, well, can you please table for me? Or even a goy. Ask a goy, as long as you supervise over. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he tables it for you.
Because he already
Davi? The goy?
No.
The Jew, yeah, because he already accepted Shabbos. Nothing to do with Davini. Accepted Shabbos. He said, Arayni Mekabel Arayni Kedushas Shabbos. He Davi Mincha won.
When does he accept Shabbos? What? The definition of accepting Shabbos.
And he says, I'm accepting on myself Shabbos. Or he said, Mizmo Shalem HaShabbos. In Davini. Rav Arush is, Rabbeni, the Ben Ishchai is very makpid that he says that accepting Shabbos means, for the woman it's lighting the candles, and for a man it's to say, Areini Mekaber Alay Tosefet Dushat Shabbat, a few minutes, at least a few minutes before Shkia. That's why it's not so good when you go to a shul and you daven mincha up to the shkia. You didn't do it to Tosefes Shabbos. It's the inyan to add Shabbos. To add. You know, the Gemara speaks about it. That's why it's good. It's Friday places, they're always good. They always daven mincha. They don't finish by shkia. In most places. They finish 10 minutes before. And then you could say. And they say right away, Mizmor Shalom HaShabbat in many places. That's right.
But what's really bad is when they don't do a very fast mincha.
You could have a mikvah early. You don't have an early meeting anyway.
What is like what we said with parents was, well, couple things kaddishin, kabbalat Shabbat kodesh.
As long as you receive Shabbos with speech, you say accept upon yourself. And a woman when she lights candles, and even if it doesn't, if it isn't. Question is, if a person mekabel Shabbos already early, can he daven mincha afterwards? Bayaktsat.
Father Safri.
Baya. It's good to do like my father, he daven mincha every all the year round at 1 o'clock.
What's
the idea? Arab Shabbos at 1 o'clock, then accept Shabbos an hour and a half before even can accept it. From Plaga Mincha, you can accept Shabbos, beautiful. Maybe I'll do that. We have also mincha in my neighborhood, the Arab Shabbos early. Just the mincha. Then they go home, finish the setting up, and then you can say, accept Shabbos. So. Mizmor Shalem HaShabbos. Or say, Areini Mekabel Alay Tosefet Shabbos. It's just Shabbos. מי שהחל להתפלל במוצאי שבת או נמשך בצורה שלישית בלילה, מותר לומר לחברו שבדילו התפילה או על הכוס, אפילו אמר רק המבדיל בין הכל לתרבות, ובגלל מותר לנות מכלים אלו מיד. If a person is eating shalshudis, an hour after Shabbos, singing, and then there's a nice vessel they want to serve to the table, but it's not tevil. You can ask his friend that walked in to join him, it's time for the song, he did already Abdullah, or even he just said Baruch HaMavdil already, you tell him, can you take this to the mikvah please, and he goes, takes it to the mikvah, makes a bracha, brings it back, and he can use it right away. Yeah,
because he's still in Shabbat,
he can't you do it, but someone else already is after Shabbat, he could do it for him. Now, מי שלא היה לו אפשרות כלל להדביק כלים בערב יום טוב, הוא זקוק להם בסדר סוחת יום טוב, מותר להדבילם ביום טוב, אף בברכה. למעשה, like we said, if a person, there's a vessel, he wasn't able to do it before yom tov, impossible, he wasn't able to. There was a key to the mikvah, and it was locked, and only once yom tov came in, and they brought the key. And he really needs this kli for the Simchas Yom Tov. If he doesn't have this, his wife will be sad. Asur to be sad. You have to have Simchas Yom Tov. Right? So then, he lighted the Tevah in Yom Tov. He lighted the Tevah in the Mikvah, with a bracha even. But, you're not supposed to teach this to the public. Just know, if you have a situation like that, you could do it. And don't do it also in public, if people see you and stuff like that.
No. It's
Bechag, not Shabbos.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what happened if a person forgot to take his kerem on Erev Shabbos, but he had no, he wasn't ability, and needs them on Shabbos? So there's a few things he could do. First thing, he could give it to a goy as a gift, and then borrow it from him.
You would do it without a mitzvah, without a what?
Goy. Give it to the goy as a gift and borrow it for him. Then you don't have to take it to the mikvah.
Use it one time.
And then he can use it until after Shabbos, after Yom Tov. Yeah. If it's a kli that's ra'ui to take water out of it, right? Take water with it out of the well or whatever, right? Then you could say, oh, I'm just
taking water
out. That's what he was speaking about before. Dalia, you put it in, you take it as if you're going to drink some water. I don't know if you want to drink the dirty mikveh water, but let's say. And then you want to give your goats to drink, right? Okay. And then, then it's considered also, yeah.
Always something to hold water. A knife or something. It has to be something
which can hold water.
It can work, yeah. Like
contain knife, water, can hold water.
Sakum.
You can't do that. No. Another way, if a person himself is tevel in the mikvah and he's holding it in his hand, then you can do also cutlery. Holding a knife in his hand, he jumps in, okay. But in all these situations, you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. If you're on Shabbos and Yom Tov in that kind of way, it doesn't make a bracha. Which one is the best to do? It's better to take it to the mikvah in that way, in the way of ha'arama it's called, in the deceiving really. You're not really, you are doing the mikvah, but you're not showing anything in the mikvah. It's better than giving it to a guy and then borrowing it then from him. Okay. Now, we're going to mention, he has here a whole list of kelim which needs
tevila.
Tevila, with the bracha, without a bracha, let's see. You need to go to the mikvah.
Let me ask a question. He takes a three to a men's mikvah, not to a woman's. You can do it, and can you say a bracha with it, or...
So it depends.
What we say.
It depends what type of mikveh it is. If it's a mikveh with hashaka, with a connection to otzal, to 40 sail rainwater, so then it could. And if not,
you
cannot.
Kosher for women, no?
Right. It has to be kosher for women.
If it's not kosher for women...
You can't travel there.
You can't at all.
No. There's no point.
It means nothing. If it's kosher for women, then he can do it with a bracha?
Yeah. But if it's naked people, there he makes the bracha outside and walks in and...
Okay.
You know, if it's that hashakah, when you see on the wall of the mikvah, should be two holes. Mm. One above the waterline and one below the waterline. One below the waterline is the hashakah. Mm. Hashakah is when there's a tube that connects the mikvah itself with the treasure of rainwater.
Does he have to have two or one?
Two holes.
You always have to have two, then you know it's okay.
What's the second one for?
The one above where I used to fill the mikvah with.
It's a hose. The hose.
The one's a drain and one's bringing it in.
No. The one above waterline is water is fed through to fill the mikveh. The one at the waterline or below the waterline is the connecting tube between the dipping brecha of the mikveh and a hole that where there is held 40 seah of rainwater.
So when it touches, it makes the whole mikveh
kosher for
women's mikveh.
Yeah, and for clay and everything.
Where does one
read? Also, people are buying Baal Keli. If it's not one with Hashaka, it's worthless too.
No, worthless. He says here that for Baal Keli, in pillars, it's even mikvah without Hashaka for Baal Keli is good.
Okay, we learn more strict, okay.
It's different. It says here, it is okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's why
yeah,
a lot of
people
will
say yes.
Okay.
Where is it like in the Talmud where you learn about the rules about the construction of a mikvah? Where would one read about?
Like, Mara
speaks
about.
Okay.
Yeah.
About what?
How to build a mikvah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so now we're going to go through the list, okay?
So a kelim mikvah only. For kelim only. That's always good, right? Is there
of course. They made it with rainwater. Yeah. The one I tell it, it's almost only rainwater.
Mm-hmm.
They have it spelled. I saw them fill it up. But now in the last rain, there was?
Mm-hmm.
Storm, whatever it was, They had a special thing. I saw it coming in.
Dushinsky?
Yeah, Dushinsky. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Dark-hated and the men make by the bottom, I don't think has Ashaka. Olar. Olar is a pocket knife. You take it to the mikvah with a bracha, chayav tevila with a bracha, and you open the whole thing. Everything we're talking about here, it's either metal or glass, okay? Everything's either metal or glass. That's obvious. A bread box, you take the mikvah without a bracha. Because it's just for a container, just for holding things. A thing to hold an egg, a soft boiled egg, you know, like a, looks like a gavia. Mm-hmm. You know what it is, yeah? Soft boiled egg, the way you did. Also, take the mikvah with a bracha. A blender, right? The blender, the part where you blend the stuff, but there's a blade on the bottom. Even though the whole thing is plastic, doesn't make a difference. Take the mikvah with a bracha. Baby bottles, if made out of glass, they used to do that. I don't know if they do that today.
Mm-hmm. Everything's now plastic, but you have to be careful with the plastic.
Also, you take it to the mikvah. Gavia, a becher, kiddush, I'll take it to the mikvah. What? Bibracha. If it's with that, I'll say. Garzen. Garzen. What did you call that knife? A big knife, that butcher knife?
Cleaver.
Okay, that kind of thing. Bracha? Yeah, tevila without a bracha. Why without a bracha? Because we usually use it on raw meat. And we said one of the rules is that you prepare the food that it's ready to eat already with it. But see, since that you might use it also for other things, so therefore you should take the mikvah without a bracha.
So you would have to take a guillotine blade to the mikvah.
What's a guillotine blade?
Chopping off heads.
Why? Grill. Tvila bebracha. The grill and the oven, take it with the bracha. A dud for heating up water, like Shabbos urn. Take it to the mikvah also with the bracha, if it's made out of glass or metal. Dlila shrayat basal. They used to have this. People, we don't kasher so much at home so much. Not most of us don't. But they have to have a bucket that you put the meat inside. You have to first rinse it, then salt it, then rinse it. Right? So a rinsing bucket. Mm-hmm. You also do the mikvah, but without a bracha. For the same reason that you don't prepare your food in it. Chatzuba, not tzricha tevila. Chatzuba is what you put the pot on, the grates that you put the pots on and you cook on. You don't have to take the mikvah at all. It has no connection to the food at all. It just touches the pot. A thermos, take the mikvah with the bracha.
A what?
A thermos.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Cups and like shot glasses. Glasses and shot glasses also, of course, with the bracha. Mm-hmm. Kotesh shum, a garlic crusher, mm-hmm, also with the bracha.
So if you intend to use the cleaver, hitting it sideways across the shum, you would also do the bracha.
No, but if that's the purpose of it. Not if you're going to use it. If you're going to use it, without a bracha. Even if you use it sometimes for crushing. Because since the main use of it is for something which is not ready for eating, mm-hmm, therefore you take it to the mikvah, because you might do what you just said, mm-hmm, but without a bracha. Mm-hmm. Kiraim. Kiraim is the top of the oven. The oven, the stove, the top. The metal part of it.
Stove top.
Okay, not the grates. What's under it. You don't have to take the mikvah at all, of course. Klei lisha, tvila b'lo bracha. Vessels that you knead in, you knead the dough in it. Also, for the same reason, you take it to the mikvah. If it's special for kneading, take it to the mikvah without a bracha. Why without a bracha? Again, because you do it with dough. Dough you don't eat usually only when your kid is 3 years old and you come to it. It's the dough, but usually they don't eat dough.
Is there plastic?
Plastic doesn't eat. We're not talking about plastic at all.
Just metal
or glass.
You don't have to take it to
But if you have a vessel where you also knead it, also make salads in, of course you take the mikvah with a bracha.
What about dough hooks?
What's a dough hook?
A dough hook is a hook that's mixed, that is connected to a mixer and mixes the dough together.
Mikvah without a bracha. Unless you usually make also ready-made stuff. Usually you don't, you whip stuff in it and stuff like that.
It depends on what you're doing. You could either make cake batter or egg whites.
Yeah,
or,
but you don't eat that usually straight. You eat it straight.
Cake batter, no.
Egg whites also.
Egg whites you mix into something. Or,
yeah,
you know. Or egg whites are also used for meringues, the top layer of the meringue, the fluffy white.
Yeah, but that has to be cooked.
Baked.
It has to be baked, so you don't eat it raw.
You don't use it raw. Kap chashmalit, an electric spoon. It's called, you put it in hot water, in a cup of water, and it makes the water hot. Instead of carrying around a kettle, it was little, you ever seen it? Yeah. It was a little circle at the end.
Where can you get those?
In every appliance store. Mm-hmm. When I was in Yeshiva, my mother bought me one. So also that, you take to the mikvah with a bracha. Of course, all types of kapiot, all kinds of spoons and teaspoons, tablespoons, measuring spoons, all these things, take to the mikvah with a bracha. Mosnei shkila, if you have a weighing
scale,
like the metal, a lot of times you have the metal.
Balance
scale. Yeah, right. You take it to the mikvah without a bracha. Mavchesh. Tfilah bivracha. What is mavchesh? No idea. Mivreshet. No. Mivreshet? A brush. An egg brush. Let's see how it's made out of metal. I don't know. But let's say. He doesn't go to the mikvah at all. Migreret, a grater, you take to the mikvah with a bracha. A tray, you take to the mikvah with a bracha. Meducha. Meducha is a, sometimes they still have them from wood I have in my house. It's like a little cup, and you have a, to crush things in it.
Mortar and pestle.
Okay, you take to the mikvah without a bracha. Okay, mediach kelim, dishwasher, doesn't need hatbala. I don't know why we think, yeah, but okay. Mazrek, tvilat bracha. Mazrek is a, what is a mazrek?
A syringe.
What? A syringe? That you put, let's say, the...
Syringe
that you put, let's say, the jam inside the zuganiya. So that, if it's made out of glass or metal,
you take
the mikvah with a bracha. Of course, a machvat, a frying pan. They need, of course, tefillah with a bracha. Machzikei kosot. People have like these things, like hooks. They hang all their cups on it. Mm-hmm. Even if it's made out of metal, you don't need to take it to mikvah. Mechatim. Machat. Machat. They have, you ever eat, Sfaradim do it usually more than Ashkenazim, I think. It's a chicken with the rice inside or with meat inside or whatever. And then they sew a lot of times. They fill up the whole chicken. A full whole chicken, then they sew it because they wanted to stay inside, and they bake it like that. It's really good. So anyway, that needle, there's a special needle for that. Mm-hmm. Special needle. That you can take a mikvah without a bracha.
Without a bracha.
A cork, what's it called?
Corkscrew?
Mm-hmm. No tefillah at all. What's a machma'a? I don't know what it is. Mechatech. Yeah, if you have a thing that cuts the heart.
Like a butter tray? Awesome.
Machma'a, maybe? I don't know. I don't know what it is. Machma'a?
Oh! Something that holds butter.
That holds butter?
Yeah.
Butter dish.
Butter dish.
Yeah, it's called machma'a.
Glass.
If it's made out of glass, you can do it with a bracha.
Or metal also.
Or metal, yeah. Yeah, but usually they're for plastic.
Plastic, wood.
Right. I serve from glass.
I saw
from glass, yeah.
I wouldn't recommend blue metal for it. Uh-huh. It'll change the taste flavor.
Mechatech lebeitzim kashot. If you have an egg slicer, hard-boiled egg slicer, with a bracha, you take it in with you. Matchenat basar otavneinim, tvila belo bracha. Right? A grinder for any type of meat grinder, fish grinder, all those things, take the mikvah without a bracha. Because usually you grind in there raw things. Mecham maim tefilah bracha. We said already a water urn. Yeah, even if it's electric or not electric, it doesn't make a difference. With a bracha, yeah. Meimiyah. Mm-hmm. Meimiyah is a
canteen.
It's called. So the canteen is when you're in jail, you can buy the canteen.
No, it's a double.
Same word, different.
Okay.
It's used to hold water.
Right. So they have them from metal. It's not really metal. So what's it called? It's a very light metal.
Aluminum.
Tan, right. All kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Because the army here, they have them from plastic.
Aluminum, never put
soda
in aluminum canteen.
Never put what?
Never put soda water
in aluminum
canteen. It eats the metal and then you wind up drinking
Really?
Wow. It's great if you want to commit Alzheimer's.
Mixer. Mixer. Yeah, what's a mixer?
A food processor.
Food processor, like a KitchenAid, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anything which touches the food, take the mikvah with the bracha. So also those things. I said
dough hooks.
You would take them. I did it. Mitkan leibush sakum en tzarich tevila. A rack, cutlery rack for drying. A drying rack. You don't no tevila at all.
Do you take it to a mikvah?
No tevila at all.
Okay.
No tevila at all. No take the mikvah at all. Machshir lepiluach libad tapuach. They have like a special knife that takes out the middle of the apple.
Apple core. Mikvah
with the bracha, of course. Mm-hmm. Also take out the pitter, olive pitter. Mm-hmm. Also, of course, take the mikvah with a bracha. Okay, ma'aroch. Ma'aroch is a
rolling pin.
Okay. They had them made out of metal.
Mm-hmm.
I think also glass there. But I saw metal. And you make it without a bracha. Mefatzeach egozim. Okay, with a bracha. Matznem. What's a matznem?
Toaster.
He said take it to the mikvah. I thought he said before not take it to the mikvah.
Toaster.
Right? Toaster, he said before, toast, he said before, he said not take it to the mikvah.
Matznem said it makes toast.
Here. Matznem. Oh, he said something else about matznem. I'm sorry. That you can use it for milch, you should keep it fire. That's what he said about it. Mm-hmm. But apparently you should take it to the mikvah.
Mm-hmm. All these things that are electric, so you have to be careful that the electric parts don't hit the water.
So we said you could either put them in and then dry them for a week or so. And if you're afraid that some things that today they make them very delicate, very this, and they might get destroyed. So either you take off the electric piece of it, or take something off, a piece off, and if he doesn't know how to do it, you can take it to an electrician and say, make it unusable and then make it usable again, a Jew, and then it's kosher without taking the mikvah at all.
The easiest thing is to change the plug.
If in an electric appliance.
Yeah,
because otherwise there's no purpose. If without the plug, it has no use.
Yeah.
There's no purpose.
Or the other thing you can
use. But an urn and water, I'm not so sure.
Sure.
The urn and water, but you can use it also for stamp.
It's not for its main purpose.
For the kumkum, what you can do is turn it upside down, unscrew it, disconnect the cord.
Again, same idea.
And then
same idea.
Reconnect the cord.
Same idea. Matzeket is a ladle, of course, needs with a bracha. Maklef perot v'yerakot. Tefillah bracha, if you have a peeler of fruits and vegetables, of course, you take the mikvah with a bracha. We said before, if you have a special peeler, which is used only for potatoes, they have all kinds of peelers. You go to the store now, you have all kinds of peelers. You have a special peeler only for potatoes. Why? So you spend more money. And then that is used only for potatoes, then you have to take it to the mikvah without a bracha.
Why not with the bracha?
Because it's used only for potatoes, and potatoes you can't eat raw.
You can, but it's very uncommon.
Rations.
Okay. Makzef. Makzef is
a whisk.
To make a whip without a bracha. Marcheshet. Marcheshet is a wok. You know what a wok is? A deep frying pan?
Yeah.
It's not really a pan. It's a
bowl. It's a bowl. Frying bowl.
Frying bowl, like that.
Bowl,
right?
But you don't use almost no oil.
Yeah, because the heat is whatever, the whole thing. Anyway, it's called Marcheshet. That's what he says, at least. It's called Tvila. You have to take it to the mikvah with the bracha, of course. Marit. Tvila bracha. Marit is a. I don't know how to call it in English, but when you make a cake, and your wife wants to take all of the stuff out, they have a special
spring pan
to take out all the batter, all of it.
Oh, spatula.
Spatula.
It's also called a spatula. I thought that would turn up an egg.
That's also a spatula.
Okay, so
okay.
So if it's made out of metal or glass.
Today they're basically
rubber.
Rubber.
Silicon,
yeah, it's silicon, right. Masheva. Masheva, you take the mikvah with a bracha. What's a masheva? A pump. a foot pump. You know what a foot pump is? If you have, play for example, I used to buy, see I didn't do it, but I bought a few times, a big jelly can of olive oil, okay? And I don't take it out, I'll pour it, it'll go all over the place, if shall. What do? You buy a pump. Today they're made 100% out of plastic, but let's say you buy it and it's, the tube is glass. They have those, tube glass, and then you press and it comes, you, and it shoots out to the bottle that you need to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a pump. Or, also, maybe, I don't know, it's called for expressing milk, a mother is expressing milk. Mm-hmm. They're made out of glass, it's not made out of plastic.
What you about something that's used for measuring?
A lot of times it's blessed. A lot of times it's blessed. I saw my mother. I have four children at home. Oh, my mother was an Aleche League leader for 30 years.
Oh, yeah?
And she has seven children. Huh? I saw a few few types of...
Now you would type them?
What?
You would or you wouldn't?
You would type them. Why not?
Because it's only babies eating it. It's not...
So what? The baby is not a yid?
Assumption like of everyone else.
Erez nisht a yid? A baby's a yid? You also need to eat kosher. By the way, mother's milk is not kosher for anyone to eat besides her children, or any children, a baby who needs it. It's still for anyone to taste it. Let's say the wife expressed milk, you put it, you don't taste it.
It's
not milk, by the way.
How can that be? It's kosher for a baby, not for a person?
Yeah.
Give another example of the importance that a child should have, as you said. Rav Avadia made a psak that a child, you shouldn't even give a small child, 3-year-old, 2-year-old, a pasul, a shofar. But he's also a neshama yodi.
The neshama is getting kosher.
Has to be kosher.
Even though he's not obligated.
Right. So it should be a kosher, shofar kosher.
Okay. Mashchez is a sharpener. They have metal sharpeners. You don't have to take the mikveh at all. Mashpech, I don't know how you say that.
Funnel.
What? Funnel?
Mm-hmm.
Funnel? Not funnel, yeah?
Funnel.
Mm-hmm. Funnel you take to the mikveh with the bracha. A washing cup, you don't take the mikveh at all. Napa.
Sifter.
A sifter, if you have a metal sifter, they have metal sifters, I saw. Mm-hmm. You take the mikveh without a bracha. Sirim, v'sirlachat, of course, all types of. Pots, pressure pots, all these things, of course, need a bracha, all the parts. Pumpia, we said already, potchan and not tzarech tevila. An opener, can opener, doesn't need tevila, even though it touches the food. Because that's not the purpose. Patish, a hammer, like the hammer down schnitzels.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they have metal on the end, or the whole thing is metal.
Mm-hmm.
Meat or chicken, right?
Tenderizer.
Then you take the mikvah without a bracha. Finjan. In general, you make coffee directly on the fire. A little thing.
Like for Turkish coffee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then, of course, with the bracha.
It's also good for boiling eggs.
Right.
And also there's a cliche name.
Kakei bakbukim. If you buy bottles, empty bottles, and they have caps, and they're metal, you take the mikvah also. With the bracha.
Mm-hmm.
Kumkum.
Also.
With the bracha also.
They're special bottle stoppers. They're like after you open
wine or something.
Wine bottle, and the cork that's missing out with the cork, they have a combination of a rubber and metal.
It has metal.
It can be adjusted and then squeaked to stop the bottle.
If it has metal?
It has metal, of course.
Well, why would that have
a bottle? Why?
Because it's not used directly for the wine. I wonder.
It's closing the bottle.
The wine's not all the way up the top.
You somebody lie the bottle down.
What?
You lie the bottle down, it touches it. It's not preparing the food.
I think it's part of a container.
Same thing as the
other. I would think it's without a bracha, but I could ask. It's sitting as a cap, right?
Same
thing as the other. Lichora is a cap. Why would it be different? No, lichora, you didn't think it was a bracha.
The bottle has a symbol like this. It's okay. It's made by a Jew. No, it's a special symbol. It could be really
simple. A symbol? Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means.
Let me see.
Okay, that's what it was made by a Jew. I'm totally confused.
Tell
us what you're
doing.
Says something there?
I don't
know. No, I don't think it says anything. Just that this is a symbol. I don't know what that symbol.
I have no idea.
Here.
Po. Alabakbuk. Alabakbuk. Batzmo. like a pay, like a sort of a pay. What's like a pay?
Triangle.
Okay, a triangle means it's recyclable.
No, it's
just not on the.
It's numbers. It's batch number.
No. Yeshua is a pay. Pay.
Someone told me.
I have no idea. Find out for us. I have no idea. Okay, kofitz.
Listen, if it has the Ada.
What does that mean?
And it doesn't say they have to. They're not going to let
them. I don't know what it means.
Ada's not going to let them put wine in a bottle.
No, they don't have to take it in the mikveh at all.
It's not there. They
it's not there, it's they bought it to sell. We said only if you buy it privately for you. Oh. They don't have to take the mikveh. Question is, if a person now wants to reuse this.
Want to reuse it?
He has to take it to the mikveh. We learned it.
I would say this as Ada, but I would definitely say there's a good chance that Ada's not going to let Mil Shol tuck his out. So. And there are people who might be reusing the bottles. So they wouldn't let.
No, you can't reuse the bottles in a commercial situation because of health reasons.
No, I'm not talking about that.
We're talking about the truth.
No, kashrus, no.
If you buy a bottle now, you buy a bottle of wine, you finish it, do you want to use it now for
water?
Yeah, so I have to take it to the mikvah.
Right, but I mean, what they do is they buy
it. They didn't take it to the mikvah. They don't need to put it in the mikvah. It's not theirs.
Mm-hmm. No, they buy it from China or the United States or whatever.
Okay, anyways, they have two more. Kofitz. Kofitz is also a small knife.
Mm-hmm.
Very sharp. Yeah? Or sort of like a. Like a.
Paring knife.
Kofitz is a knife, special knife. Kufsaot, all kinds of jars. It depends if it's used for the food itself or just for holding food in it. You don't eat directly from it. You don't eat directly, you take the mikvah without a bracha. If it's something that you also eat from, you take the mikvah with a bracha. Kearot, all types of bowls that you eat from, of course, with the bracha. Rechaim.
If I buy a bowl, a jar to put the fish, I finish the jar, I want to use the jar for something else.
I'm
going to put food into it.
Yeah, we don't eat from it.
Bima.
If you're going to eat from it, even with the bracha.
If I
don't
know what I put in it, but I'm
going to
eat from it.
Yeah.
Then I have to eat.
Yeah, if it's just as a container you're using it for holding things. No bracha. Reshet. What's a reshet? A screen, like a.
Screen for checking rice?
No. What they probably mean is the reshet of a tanur.
No, that's a grill, no?
No, grill is flat, it's whole. The reshet is what you have the stripes of.
Okay, they take a mikvah with the bracha. Also, a shiput. Shiput is what you put the meat on and you put on the fire.
Skewers.
Yes. Yeah, so also,
in the oven you have
with the bracha,
like a network of hard wire that you put the pans on.
A rack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oven racks.
Tavniot afiyah, baking pans, of course, with the bracha if not disposable.
What we say, the oven racks? We just have oven racks.
Also with the bracha.
Teyon,
thing that holds, you put a tea bag in it, and you put it, or you put it straight into the, of course, with the bracha. Yeah. Put leaves in it, whatever, yeah? Tanur.
Tea ball.
Tanu, an oven, anything that touches the food there, goes to the mikvah, with a bracha. Talvad, a big, anything that you use also for the cooking and stuff. You taste from it and everything. Of course, with a bracha. Ooh, wow, we finished a lot of stuff today. Yo, that was alachot. That was the beauty shalom.